The Lamp of the Word. Words from Jesus.
Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. Psalm 119:105. The secret of finding your way, of knowing where to go next, and of arriving at my destination for your life journey is using my word to guide you, letting it be the light that cuts through the darkness and shows you the path to follow. One interesting thing about a lamp or a light is that when you hold it, it shines in front of you. It doesn't shine off into the distance where it doesn't benefit you. It shines about you, and as you move forward, the light reveals a little more of the way. That is why I've likened my word to a lamp, because in order for the word to really be effective in your life, you have to let it shine around you. By doing so, you learn where you're going, and then you follow, and as you do so, you see more and your path becomes clear. I love it when my children are faithful to follow the path that the light of my word reveals to them. The traveler making his way through the dark has to have faith that his lamp is going to help him stay on the right path. It's when he decides to find his way on his own, without a lamp, that he ends up lost and unsure of where to go next. When he calls out to me, I bring back the light to the traveler and set him on the right track. My word is that light in your life, and it takes effort to make a habit of opening your heart up to that light and absorbing it. The more you take time in my word and make it a priority in your life, the more ingrained the habit will become, and the more you'll feel it coming alive in you. As you keep striving to follow the direction I lead, and to receive any new directions I have for you, the light of my word will continue to guide you, enlighten you, and show you the way. Clothe yourself with the presence of the Lord Jesus Christ. Romans 13:14. Seek my face at the beginning of your day. This practice enables you to put me on and wear me throughout the day. Most people put on clothes soon after arising from bed. Similarly, the sooner you put me on by communicating with me, the better prepared you are for whatever comes your way. To wear me is essentially to have my mind, to think my thoughts. Ask the Holy Spirit to guide your thinking. Be transformed by this renewal within you. Thus, you are well equipped to face whatever people and situations I bring your way. Clothing your mind in me is the best preparation for each day. Demonstrate your trust in me by sitting quietly in my presence. Put aside all that is waiting to be done and refuse to worry about anything. This sacred time together strengthens you and prepares you to face what the day will bring. By waiting with me before you begin the day's activities, you proclaim the reality of my living presence. When you need to take action, I will guide you clearly through my Spirit and my Word. The world is so complex and overstimulating that you can easily lose your sense of direction. When you spend time with me, I restore your sense of direction. Come to me and listen. Attune yourself to my voice and receive my richest blessings. Marvel at the wonder of communing with the Creator of the universe while sitting in the comfort of your home. Though I am the King of the universe, I am totally accessible to you. I am with you wherever you are. Nothing can separate you from my presence. When I cried out from the cross, "It is finished," the curtain of the veil was torn in two from top to bottom. This opened the way for you to meet me face to face with no protocols or priests. I, the King of Kings, am your constant companion. The Spirit gives life. The flesh counts for nothing. The words I have spoken to you, they are full of the Spirit and life. John 6:63. Taking quality time in my Word. Quality time in my Word is having heart-to-heart communication with me and giving your spirit the spiritual nourishment that it needs for the day or the challenge. It's touching me in the spirit. As you stir yourself up, your spirit will reach out and touch me so that you can be filled, refreshed, renewed, and invigorated. Quality time is resting in my arms, and sitting at my feet like Mary, content to receive from me and connect with me and drink in my spirit. It's experiencing me with your mind and your heart and your spirit, and giving me your time and focus and letting me satisfy your spiritual hunger. I am the Word, and through connecting with me during your time in my Word, you become more one with me. As you read and study my Word, seek to apply it and to store it in your heart, you will grow in experiencing my living presence, and you will come to know me more intimately, more deeply, more personally. You will become one with me, and one with my Word even more. Those who are wise will shine like the brightness of the heavens, and those who lead many to righteousness like the stars forever and ever. Daniel 12:3. Real eternal wisdom is all about knowing me. There is not only wisdom, but also great pleasure to be found in heart knowledge of me. This pleasure far surpasses anything the world has to offer. Moreover, those who are wise will shine like the brightness of the heavens. So you will be wonderfully rewarded for your wise practice of enjoying my presence. The perceptive ones in my kingdom are those who have true understanding of me that is grounded in my Word. The more you absorb Scripture, allowing it to penetrate your heart, mind, and spirit, the better you can know me. All those who know me as their Savior will shine in heaven forever. Let this sparkling promise fill you with bright hope. Another awesome privilege I offer you is to lead many to righteousness. Your life and your words can influence others for righteousness. As you seek to live near me, enjoying my presence, your light shines before men, helping them find me. Influencing others for righteousness increases your ability to shine like the stars forever and ever. Living close to me not only blesses you now, but enlarges your capacity to reflect my glory throughout all eternity. Lord, give me your unfailing love, the salvation that you promised me, for I trust in your word. Do not snatch your word of truth from me, for your regulations are my only hope. I will keep on obeying your instructions forever and ever. I will walk in freedom, for I have devoted myself to your commandments. I will speak to kings about your laws, and I will not be ashamed. How I delight in your commands! How I love them! I honor and love your commands. I meditate on your decrees. Psalm 119, 41 through 48.
You've been listening to an audio production by The Family International. Visit us at www.thefamily.org.